This is the kind of energy that we need to bring out into the world, especially here in the United States, in exponential volumes, so that the soul energy of each of us who is here to bring an upliftment of humanity has the awakening permission that now is the time. Now is the time to be the light leaders that we're to be and to claim our sovereign position as being divine, where the divine energy moves through us and we ground it here on the earth plane. I believe that a light leader is someone who has an awareness of their sense of destiny, their sense of purpose, contribution, and particularly a drive within them to uphold that which is righteous and good for the whole. What that means is that there is a mindset, there's like an operating system within, where that which is for the highest good is held as the highest intention for that person's approach to life, the approach to their businesses, approach to their families, approach to their relationships. And as such, they hold a standard of how we treat other human beings and the other species and our precious earth, the air, etc. So a light leader is one who has a sense of destiny. They have a sense of soul purpose. They have a sense that they are here for a very particular reason, and they are doing the best they can to deliberately create the life that they long to live, as well as to leave their blessing, shall we say, their imprint, their influence on the environment that they're in, the groups that they touch, the people's individual lives that they touch, knowing that they have that impact and holding that impact as a very sacred responsibility and opportunity and gift that has been given to them through their divine source to help uplift humanity and how humanity relates to our environment and our other species. In business, I see that a light leader is one who, again, has high standards of what is ethical and what is right, what will serve, and to meet the business environment from a heartfelt, caring, happy, contributing space. By happy, I mean, yes, of course, there are times when things are not very happy. However, there is an inner knowing of a connection to one's source and one's spirit, that even in business, if we hold that as our truth, no matter what is going on in the outer world, it is felt and it influences how we do business. It influences who we draw to us as our customers and clients and so on like that. So it is a self-image of being a light conduit, that no matter what we're doing, there is no compartmentalizing. We are a spiritually infused, here to serve, here to uplift, here to develop a deliberate approach to creating the life that is soul aligned. And why I feel that that is important more than ever is, here in the United States, it's probably easier to understand why that kind of consciousness and that kind of commitment to the whole, to a humanitarian goodness and wellness, is because of what's happening with our government right now and the energies of fear and lack and chaos and destabilization and various states of human emotion that are being stirred up, where every day we seem to be hit with something else that we have to sort out and figure out who are we in the matter. And I feel that a light leader has the capacity, has the innate drive to want to take care of themselves, because they know that their thriving and their wholeness, their wellness is paramount. And then to take care of our families, our communities, to participate in a group collective consciousness with those who have similar causes as our own. And then with that, to go out into the bigger causes that are being challenged right now, and to divide our time, you know, being somewhat of a time management wizard nowadays, to take care of the home front as well as the global front as best as we can. I think that the importance of knowing that one is a light leader is to know more than anything else that we are broadcasting energies of light and love and compassion and a vision of healing, a vision of a country in our case, and then the world, especially because the United States has such a powerful influence all over the world, that we hold this sovereign, blessed self-identity, that we matter, and that our thoughts, our emotions, our beliefs that we project out do have a ripple effect that goes into some field of energy, and to the degree to which we bring out this goodness and this wish for the best and this commitment to that which is right, that feeds humanity instead of destroys humanity, the more we hold that, we become warriors of light and we become angels of light. And that, to me, is what a light leader is, a combination of a warrior and an angel of healing, an angel of wisdom, an angel of courage, an angel of action.